Couldn't have scripted that better. All right, item five, educational session on travel reimbursement process. Christina, I'll let you tee that up.
We're gonna have Erica McIntosh come up. Every couple of years, we like to go through and just do travel reminders. Also, we track education per the law, so kind of the steps that board members take with that. And then with the presentation this year after Erica, we'll have Henry come up and talk about our new electronic travel reimbursement program that we have. So for the board members that would like to get an app on their phone and submit travel demands electronically, you'll be able to do that after this.
Alrighty. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're gonna start by going over the education requirements. So Searle requires that the board members receive 24 hours of education within the first 2 years of assuming office and every subsequent two-year period in which they serve on the board. Our fiduciary education policy outlines the need for board members to develop and maintain appropriate knowledge and skills necessary to administer the system prudently. Board members are required to receive ethics training and sexual harassment prevention training. The ethics, you do that 1 year after assuming office and then every 2 years after that. And with the sexual harassment prevention, it's within 6 months of taking office and then every 2 years after that. So our policy, travel expense reimbursement policy, and you guys should have all received a copy of this in the packet, the detailed policy. And here are some things that the policy does. It sets the travel guidelines, the reimbursement guidelines, and also delegates the CEO the authority to approve SACERA's staff for travel. And then the board is charged with defraying reasonable expenses of administering the program and reimbursement for expenses not to exceed that which is reasonable for necessary travel. So you may be wondering how a board member is approved for travel. Travel items that meet the following criteria are placed upon a board agenda. Authorization must be granted if the funds are available, if program includes subject matter directly related to retirement issues, and if the association will benefit by having the board members attend the conference. You may be wondering how many board members can attend, and it depends. So for size of hours, 12 trustees. If the conference is open to the public, everybody can attend. If it is not open, only 4 members can attend.
And that's because we have 9 voting members, right? And you have you can't have a majority of the body go to a private conference, right?
Thank you. Yes. And so we have the two committees, the audit committee and the investment committee. And so when they're going to conferences, the rules are the same. If it's open to the public, all can attend. If it's not, then only 2 of those committees can attend. And it's important to take note that board members should, we caution you not to discuss the SARA business when you're on those trips. We don't want you to create a quorum. So here, examples of conferences that are open to the public, CalIPERS and SACRS. I think most of you just returned from SACRS. So those are the 2. So the board has been approved for travel. Now what? You may notice that admin staff is listening intently when you guys are expressing interest. So we're making a note, and then after the board meeting, you'll receive an email from us saying, hey, we noticed that you expressed interest, and then we'll ask questions like your preferences for your flights, number of days you're gonna stay at the hotel, and any additional information we need in order to register you for the conference. Travel arrangement. Admin staff, we are available to register you to make the travel arrangement using a Sisera credit card, and we are responsible for getting you registered for those programs or conferences. Transportation consideration. The most reasonable, cost-effective rate and mode of transportation or travel is the way that we want to go. Mileage is reimbursed at the current IRS rate, and that cannot exceed the cost that it would charge if you were to fly. Lodging. We make reservations based on single occupancy, regular rate, plus any applicable fees and taxes. Personal items when you're in the room, like movies, meals for other people, alcohol, et cetera, those will not be reimbursed. If by any chance you do purchase something like that, just make sure when you return, you include a check to Sisera to cover whatever those costs may have been. Meal considerations. Mini bars and hotels, not included. They won't be reimbursed. Reimbursement is provided when you're traveling and you're required to stay overnight. That meal for that night before the conference, that's reimbursable. Tips are reimbursed at 20%. The maximum amount reimbursed per day for meals is $100. And we will not reimburse for any alcoholic beverages. Other considerations include bridge tolls, porterage, public transportation, parking, airport transportation, et cetera, and reasonable tips and gratuities are reimbursable. So what next? Admin staff will send you an itinerary. It'll have your confirmation numbers for your flights. But if you are flying, you are responsible for checking in for those flights yourselves. If you're staying at a hotel, they're going to ask you for ID and a card for incidentals. Other charges like the rooms, we can use a Sisera credit card for that. Also inside your itinerary packet, there will be a continuing education submission form. This form allows us to keep track of the conferences that you attend. Each year in January, we post all of your names and the hours of training that you have fulfilled. You'll notice I've started to send quarterly reminders to send those things into us so we're not scrambling at the end of the year. So as soon as you finish, you'll complete that form and send it in to us. So travel is completely over and you want your money. You will complete the reimburse process, and that's what Henry is going to share shortly. And then to admin, you just send us the continuing education form. Sometimes they provide certificates for your training. If so, you can provide those to us also. If not, don't worry about it. You report at the next board meeting what you've learned or things that will be applicable to us. If multiple members attend the same training, you could just designate one person to report on behalf of all of the board members.
Yeah, we actually prefer that only one's doing that. Kind of what it gets down to. Yeah.
So before I turn it over to Henry, do you have any questions or anything that I've shared?
Any questions for Erica on that? Travel reimbursement policy. No first class, no mini bars.
Was there an update for mileage reimbursement after quarter one, or
the rate that IRS?
It was a joke.
When you're sitting in this hot seat, you can't take any. So I'm going to turn it over to him.
Right. Thank you, Erica.
Thank you, Erica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Oops, this is a high rider chair. Just briefly, I want to take a minute and introduce you to a new application. Oh,
Yeah, just pull it, you can pull it towards you, actually.
There we go.
I think.
The singing voice. I would like to introduce you to an application that we have with our bank. It matches to our credit card account. It's called Emburse Professional, and it's designed for mobile devices, laptops, iPads, and things of that nature. It has a lot of cool features with expense reporting, expense analysis, creating analytics. It's designed for mid-size, medium-sized companies, and it's very useful. But the part I wanted to talk to the board about is its biggest feature is the ability to submit receipts, which is one of the favorite tasks of all the tasks that you have. But this mechanism here is as simple as, well, we're going to ask you, encourage you to load the app on your phone. You can get it on App Store, Google Play, and you load it. We'll send you some tutorials how it works. But the cool and jazzy part is that you can take a picture of a receipt, and it gets read electronically and submitted to the admin team, which in turn will prepare your expense reimbursement report. No more keeping the receipts in a shoebox or, you know, accumulate in your man wallet or taping or any of that stuff. We can just take it on the lap, on the phone as you travel. You can gather all your receipts on the spot, point of sale, or at the end of the day, you can take care of record keeping or when you return back to the office. It's very useful. So it's so much easier to take a snapshot. So there's more to it than that. There's emails. If you get Lyft, Uber receipts, we can turn those over. You create a PDF attachment and get sent. Or if you have airline receipts, you know, you can send those over. We've had it on for almost a year. Internal staff have used it, Tim and his group. They're going to give a great testimonial how well it works. Scott, David, Donnie, we just got you going on it. So, but we want to introduce it, and it's very handy dandy. Yes, sir.
How will it work when you have a cocktail and your invoice shows a glass of wine together with dinner? Does it recognize that you can't include the cocktail?
That's done at the reconciliation time when the staff receives, say the meal part is legitimate, as it was mentioned earlier, but there'll be an edit that occurs at the end. You know, you might submit $30 for your meal, but the additional will get subtracted at the time of reimbursement. So
it does do that.
Right, right. There'll be some editing that occurs when the actual reimbursement gets submitted for you. The app doesn't do that.
The app doesn't do that. Staff ends up doing that. So that's a manual. That's a manual aspect, right? And it's part of the QC review, right? The staff is reviewing what is loaded up in Emburse to determine if it meets the criteria. My suggestion for anybody traveling doing this is to
do a separate bar tab.
Is to do a separate bar tab, right? Your wait staff can easily provide you a separate check for any beverages you have. I think it's, I'm not going to preach, but I think it's a lot cleaner, and it's a better way to go for
Absolutely.
People who are doing that. So that's the cleaner way. Otherwise, what will happen, John, on the question you posited, is that you'll upload that receipt, but Erica or Louis or whoever's looking at the Emburse reimbursement request is going to line that up. Is what's going to happen.
I kind of have a similar question, but like sometimes when travel with family, there is more than just one meal. But again, before when I was submitting, I was just crossing out what's not mine, and there is no way to put any notes on it, right? So basically, I have to ask for two receipts in this case, one for me and one for the rest of the family.
At the time the receipt is read, there's a box and you can add notes that could be helpful. For example, you know, a drink stands out, right? But maybe the meal is shared, you know, and then you can do simple housekeeping, like Scott is saying. one check here, one check there, things like that. But if it happens to be non-eligible, it just showed up on the bill, sometimes servers, you know, they say, oh, I can't break up the receipt, you know, it's too hard, all this. Okay, well, it's on the receipt. There'll be some editing that occurs back at the home office. Admin will call you and say, Dennis, that hamburger cost $50. What happened? You know, something like that.
I ate three steaks.
You're getting an actual scan. So what you're, oh, you're supposed to pick me up. So you're getting the actual scan. So if we're, if someone were to handwrite before they scanned it in, divided this meal because my spouse was traveling with me, only requesting reimbursement for $32 or something.
Super helpful. Right on the receipt itself, as you're taking a picture.
Right, before you take the picture. Just
very clever.
Amount requested, even for your wine issue, you could cross out the wine and just put the amount being requested that way.
That's right.
These Happy Meals are not wine.
We'll show you in just a sec how simple it is on a receipt. You can put notes. And thank you, Candace. That is just as helpful, too, because we're going to get exactly what you take a picture of. The mechanism we're going to talk about here is how these images get collected and what's the best time. You do them on the spot. You can open up the app. You can do them, you know, at the end of the day or when you come back to the office and you're collecting these. And as Candace pointed out, at that point, you can write notes. The intent here is to make it easier for you. You have a lot of important things going on. And the last thing we want is, well, because the process that we had before, that was too tedious, time-consuming. There was a tendency to put this aside and get to it later. Well, we're asking you for it. We're wondering what happened. You know, it needs to show up in our budget, so on and so forth. So hopefully this remedies it. So it's as simple as loading the app. It's going to look a little bit like this. You're going to see a cover page. You open it, and you tap the camera button. Ready to take a picture? You'll get a prompt telling you, can I access your camera? This is a one-time. And this will be in the tutorial videos. And there's a perfect receipt. This is the one that John likes to go to. He likes to go to Oscar's Mexican Seafood, and he bought a taco for $11, and there it is, and he took a picture of it. Right? You can do it there on the spot. You can do it at the end of the day. You can write a note, as Candace pointed out, saying, oh no, this is half to this person and half, or perhaps the gratuity, you did the math and it happened to be over 20%. This is a perfect opportunity to say, oh, scratch that piece out. And that's the end of it. That's the end of it. These will collect in an electronic wallet called Imburse Wallet. They'll be stored, and when it's time to create your expense reimbursement, the team is going to look at these fields. You were asking about comments. The app reads the image, and it starts pre-filling. This is where it gets really cool. It starts saying, oh, I read the amount, I see the date, and it's this type of meal. It's a meal, it's a hotel, it's an airfare, so on and so forth. It does this for you. It pre-fills the fields. And this is the information that's helpful for the admin team. And it shows up in the wallet. They create it. They're good to go.
Can I also say with that, those fields before, it reads it off the receipt, but you can type into those fields and say, oh, it read it wrong on the receipt.
Right.
So if that's you wanted to make an adjustment, like you had your family there and you only wanted to be reimbursed a certain amount, you can change the amount right in the app. So,
that's right. It's like a pre-fill.
I hoped there was some. But it's similar for those of us who still get paper checks occasionally and deposit a check into our bank accounts.
Same feature. So you can take it on the picture. You can pre-fill it here. You have both sides. Any helpful information for Luz and Rhonda to understand what's going on so we can turn around and process your expense reimbursement. So moving on, our happy team is welcome to any questions or any kind of, yes, sir.
Henry, will this work on a PC?
Absolutely.
Okay.
On an iPad, on a PC, on your phone. What Tim and his group really enjoy is that they're traveling around. They're in overseas. take a picture, be done with it. You know, maybe they're going to the airport, there's an expense, travel expense, and so it's good all the way around for us to obtain, and then there's no fuss, no muss, the record keeping.
I just loaded that on my phone while you were talking. It's easy.
Yeah. How about that? There you go.
Piece of cake.
There you go. You're the star to the Yelp review.
Yeah, it's a great program, and I thank you, Henry, for not calling me out as a serial violator of late receipt turn-in, to put it mildly. I probably am the absolute worst, or was. It's fabulous. It works so easily. It's just extremely simple. There's very little toggling or manual editing of entries to the point earlier made, but it's literally snapshot and receipts, and it'll upload your emails, plane tickets, and so forth, Uber, Lyft charges, and all that. It's that simple. What used to take, you know, 30 or 40 minutes takes 5 or less.
There you be. That's what we're after.
Yep.
And we didn't want to cover all the rims. You might have different devices, different phones, things of that nature. But a shout out to my team. Quan Lee is also very helpful, and we stand by to, you know, answer any questions. Donnie, we just got you on board, right, with the videos, and, you know, and so just used it for the SACRS conference. So along those lines, that wraps up just my quick 2 minutes, maybe 3, but any other questions?
Email like Uber or Lyft with the receipt, you want to make sure you save that as a PDF and then forward that to the app, because this happened to me last time where I sent the email. I got an email from Lyft about transport and then sent that in, then it didn't know how to process that. But so if you do it as a PDF, then it's like a picture for that.
Thank you, David. There's some technicalities in it. You want to create a PDF so you have the full image instead of cutting off pieces, what it was doing. You know, the app can only do what it sees, so
right.
So the intent is to save it as a PDF attachment.
Yeah, for Lyft and Uber, those applications have an invoice toggle. So you can simply download from the app, Uber or Lyft, your receipt for that particular travel event. And then that is what you can upload into Emberse. That's what I ended up doing, and it worked well. As opposed to the email, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, those lengthy emails that have the map and all that on it. Yeah.
That's a good tip. Thank you, Scott.
You just download the receipt.
Perfect. Any other questions?
Yeah, this is just for receipts, right? Because like mileage reimbursement, you still submit the same form, or? What happens with that?
Excellent question, Dennis. There's actually a feature in it where we can get to it actually when it's your turn to download. You're going from this location to that. It's got a MapQuest built into it. So it knows the mileage rate, it knows the distance. So all you have to do is hit location A to B, and it'll set it up for you.
This is where you can take a picture of a odometer before and after you submit it.
There you go. You go on a MapQuest and so which one's faster, Route A, Route B, and all that, and it's like, yeah, 2 or 3 pages. So, no, the intent here is to make it easier, faster.
Is there a designated email we have to use? It somehow doesn't like my personal email.
The email is just a mechanism to attach to your user account, so it can be whichever one you choose.
Okay, because it says enter your email, and then it says it just doesn't like the email that I put in. It says invalid company login.
And for the next steps, we will need to set you up and then do a little training with you. So it's probably that your email's not in there yet. So if you're interested in using this, which it sounds like are, Henry and Tuan are.
Sorry,
we are. That's it. You were one step right.
Yes. We'll stick. I got distracted.
Exactly. Well, thank you for trying, Samson. So
what other questions? question, which isn't directly related to the app, and I should have asked it earlier. Some of us, just when we check in, say, go ahead and put it on our own card, and then we seek reimbursement from our own personal card. Does anyone care? I mean, I realize that you've got, so Sarah may have already said we can use that card. For those of us who get points or just because it's simpler, I tend to do that. Is there any reason, like, are we getting points at Sarah that I'm taking away if I don't put it on the Sarah credit card, but instead on mine?
That's a choice you're welcome to have.
Okay.
You can use yours.
Okay.
We have rebates, but we're interested in whatever's easier for you.
Some conferences, and I'm not the great traveler, but some conferences have a requirement, for instance, when the registration is submitted, that the hotel be booked. So Sarah typically will book
those. Well, that's the thing. They always book my rooms, and I really, really appreciate that. But at check-in, I just hand them my card.
Right.
And typically, they just charge my card. You know, they do take it for incidentals, but at the end of the day, they just put it on my card rather than the booking.
Correct. But there are instances where the conference requires
it all be prepaid in full,
either for one night or mm-hmm. the stay. So what happens is when you check in and you give them your card, it's going to be for incidentals, but when you check out, it gets the
and then I would not be seeking reimbursement. No, when I sought reimbursement, I typically also provide a copy of my credit card statement showing that, in fact, I have paid it. So anyway, just curious. Thank you.
It's a great system, Henry. So thank you for bringing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's great.
And again, we will hang around. If there's anybody, Samson, if you want to get it set up, you know, we'll stand by free of charge.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Henry.